Alex, you've been covering the dangers of lithium batteries. IATA is refusing to ban lithium-ion batteries on aircraft, presumably, I would guess, with good reason.
Well, IATA's always been against a ban on lithium batteries on aircraft, perhaps not surprisingly, really. Not everyone agrees, but IATA's always insisted that it's about maintaining the integrity of the legitimate supply chain. So they claim that counterfeit batteries are probably the most dangerous, and that shippers who misdeclare lithium batteries or rogue shippers, they're the ones that should be stopped rather than the legitimate carriage of well-packaged lithium batteries. And IATA is really keen to criminalise anyone who risks aviation, but they can't do that on their own. They have to have government buy-in from around the world, and that isn't quite so forthcoming, unfortunately. I mean, there are some airlines that have worked out their own strategies for it. So Cathay Pacific have developed fire suppression techniques. They've got a bag they can put around batteries. Other airlines choose not to carry them at all, but it's lithium batteries is big business for airlines. It makes them a good amount of money, particularly Asian carriers. So it's a thorny subject.
And some shipping lines are banning some products with lithium batteries in them now too, are they?
Well, there was this Vivo mobile phone fire at Hong Kong Airport. Several airlines said straight afterwards that they would ban it. And quite surprisingly, actually, because I don't think this has happened before, one Japanese carrier said it would also ban the shipment of a particular type of Vivo mobile phones. I did hear, in fact, that so far it looks like the phones were properly declared, they were properly packaged. If that's true, IATA's strategy wouldn't have made any difference at all, to be honest.